This is the reading for September 3rd. Isaiah chapter 53. Who would have believed what we heard? Who saw the Lord's power in this? He grew up like a small plant before the Lord, like a root growing in a dry land. He had no special beauty or form to make us notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to make us desire him. He was hated and rejected by people. He had much pain and suffering. People would not even look at him. He was hated, and we didn't even notice him. But he took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. We saw his suffering and thought God was punishing him, but he was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. We all have wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way. But the Lord has put on him the punishment for all the evil we have done. He was beaten down and punished, but he didn't say a word. He was like a lamb being led to be killed. He was quiet as a sheep is quiet while its wool is being cut. He never opened his mouth. Men took him away roughly and unfairly. He died without children to continue his family. He was put to death. He was punished for the sins of my people. He was buried with wicked men, and he died with the rich. He had done nothing wrong, and he had never lied. But it was the Lord who decided to crush him and make him suffer. The Lord made his life a penalty offering. But he will still see his descendants and live a long life. He will complete the things the Lord wants him to do. After his soul suffers many things, he will see life and be satisfied. My good servant will make many people right with God. He will carry away their sins. For this reason I will make him a great man among people, and he will share in all things with those who are strong. He willingly gave his life and was treated like a criminal. But he carried away the sins of many people and asked forgiveness for those who sinned. Isaiah chapter 54. The Lord says, "Sing, Jerusalem, you are like a woman who never gave birth to children. Start singing and shout for joy. You never felt the pain of giving birth, but you will have more children than the woman who has a husband. Make your tent bigger, stretch it out and make it wider. Do not hold back. Make the ropes longer and its stakes stronger, because you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your children will take over other nations, and they will again live in cities that once were destroyed. Don't be afraid, because you will not be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because you will not be disgraced. You will forget the shame you felt earlier. You will not remember the shame you felt when you lost your husband. The God who made you is like your husband. His name is the Lord All-Powerful. The Holy One of Israel is the one who saves you. He is called the God of all the earth. You were like a woman whose husband left her, and you were very sad. You were like a wife who married young, and then her husband left her. But the Lord called you to be His, says your God. God says, I left you for a short time, but with great kindness I will bring you back again. I became very angry and hid from you for a time, but I will show you mercy with kindness forever, says the Lord who saves you. The Lord says, this day is like the time of Noah to me. I promised then that I would never flood the world again. In the same way, I promise I will not be angry with you or punish you again. The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord who shows mercy to you. You poor city, storms have hurt you, and you have not been comforted, but I will rebuild you with turquoise stones, and I will build your foundations with sapphires. I will use rubies to build your walls, and shining jewels for the gates, and precious jewels for all your outer walls. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and they will have much peace. I will build you using fairness. You will be safe from those who would hurt you. So you will have nothing to fear. Nothing will come to make you afraid. I will not send anyone to attack you, and you will defeat those who do attack you. See, I made the blacksmith. He fans the fire to make it hotter, and he makes the kind of tool he wants. In the same way, I have made the destroyer to destroy. So no weapon that is used against you will defeat you. You will show that those who speak against you are wrong. These are the good things my servants receive. Their victory comes from me, says the Lord.
Chapter 8.
Brothers and sisters, we want you to know how God showed his kindness to the churches in the province of Macedonia. While they were being severely tested by suffering, their overflowing joy, along with their extreme poverty, has made them even more generous. I assure you that by their own free will, they have given all they could, even more than they could afford. They made an appeal to us, begging us to let them participate in the ministry of God's kindness to his holy people in Jerusalem. They did more than we had expected. First, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us, since this was God's will. This led us to urge Titus to finish his work of God's kindness among you in the same way as he had already started it. Indeed, the more your faith, your ability to speak, your knowledge, your dedication, and your love for us increase, the more we want you to participate in this work of God's kindness. I'm not commanding you, but I'm testing how genuine your love is by pointing out the dedication of others. You know about the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was rich, yet for your sake he became poor in order to make you rich through his poverty. I'm giving you my opinion because it will be helpful to you. Last year, you were not only willing to take a collection, but had already started to do it. So finish what you began to do. Then your willingness will be matched by what you accomplish with whatever contributions you have. Since you are willing to do this, remember that people are accepted if they give what they are able to give. God doesn't ask for what they don't have. I don't mean that others should have relief while you have hardship. Rather, it's a matter of striking a balance. At the present time, your surplus fills their need so that their surplus may fill your need. In this way, things balance out. This is what Scripture says. Those who had gathered a lot didn't have too much, and those who gathered a little didn't have too little. I thank God for making Titus as dedicated to you as I am. He accepted my request and eagerly went to visit you by his own free will. With him, we have sent our Christian brother, whom all the churches praise for the way he tells the good news. More than that, the churches elected him to travel with us and bring this gift of God's kindness. We are administering it in a way that brings glory to the Lord and shows that we are doing it willingly. We don't want anyone to find fault with the way we are administering this generous gift. We intend to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of people. We have also sent with them our Christian brother, whom we've often tested in many ways and found to be a dedicated worker. We find that he is much more dedicated now than ever because he has so much confidence in you. If any questions are raised, remember that Titus is my partner and co-worker to help you. The other men are representatives of the churches and bring glory to Christ. So give these men a demonstration of your love. Show their congregations that we were right to be proud of you.